You know, I've tried everything, but absolutely nothing works. Try harder. How many of us have been told that in our lives? And have we even thought that about ourselves, that I should be trying harder? I'm sure here and there, there are those people who have had marks on the report cards along the lines of, this student needs to try harder. I won't say too much about myself, but that seems to ring a bell from elementary school when recess was much more fun than anything else that I could imagine. There is this old refrain, they tried it for a while, but they just quit. Again, try harder. Try harder means to put in more effort, energy, and whatever it takes to achieve a goal or accomplish a task. Now, it's important in this trying that we do have a goal in mind. It's not just spinning our wheels and, shadow boxing, without a purpose in mind. You could be the greatest shadow boxer there is, you bam, boom, really get good at your skills in that area, but that's not really going to be that effective in the general sense I'm talking about today anyway. Trying harder means to be persistent in the challenges that we face. So I have a question for you. What does that mean for a Christian? What does that mean for any of us at any time, of course, but I'm going to apply it in the sermonette, to Christianity and the life that we're leading, which is, by the way, the most important thing that we're doing, our most important endeavor, if we've chosen to accept God's leadership and eventually his call. Luke 17 and verse 10 is so foundational in answering that question I just posed. What does it mean for a Christian to try harder? Luke 17 and verse 10, these are the words of Jesus Christ. So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, and I'll just personalize this, I am an unprofitable servant. I have done what was my duty to do. Or as the verse actually reads, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. We're all servants of God. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12. Again, these are foundational scriptures I'm giving you regarding this point of trying harder, because it's not just an empty statement that goes out and finds an echo. There is purpose and a goal behind it. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Maybe we can think that I'm giving it my all. I'm trying as hard as I can. But if you've ever been involved in really strenuous activities like weightlifting, bodybuilding, racing, and track, or so many other sports-oriented activities, usually the coach is trying to get just that little bit more out of you when they talk to you and say, hey, I think you're a better shooter than that in basketball. You need to adjust some things. And then improvement can come when we heed those things. So take heed. Now see if the following scripture reflects your individual Christianity, or mine for that matter, about our approach in life. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, The verse continues, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Take advantage of your life, your opportunities, while you have them. I'll do it tomorrow, you might think. That is a foundational attitude for procrastination. And procrastination really leads to laziness. You're not going to fulfill your goals. You're not going to excel if you're always putting things off. I won't. Nobody will. But don't be lazy. We have Proverbs warning us of that. Proverbs 10 and verse 4 is one example. Proverbs 10 and verse 4. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. And you can apply it not just to wealth, but to success in life and anything we do. But I want to read it also from the New International Version, that same verse, Proverbs 10, verse 4, from the NIV. Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Again, which person is trying harder? The lazy or the diligent one, I propose. Well, of course, the diligent one. Well, maybe I ought to caution that. Maybe the lazy one is really trying hard and harder to be lazy. And usually that's the way it goes. Christians who try harder will receive help. And that's the good news out of this sermonette, because we serve God. He is there to help us. He's there to guide us. And he is guiding us from the get-go, even when we're young. We can turn our backs on him then, but the more we get in stride with what we know, what we understand, wherever we are in life, the more opportunities God will provide and the leadership he will guide. But we have to submit to him, brethren, to find that kind of guidance. Colossians 3, verse 23. And I'll read Colossians 3 and verse 17 as well. Colossians 3 and verse 23 kind of charts how we should approach our trying harder as a Christian and where our focus should be. Colossians 3 and verse 23, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Realize where your focus is and where it should be. So whatever we do and do heartily involves righteousness, the walk of righteousness, that of serving God. But I want to pick up another verse in Colossians 3, and that's verse 17, which reinforces what I just read. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We have a responsibility in this walk of faith to God. If we want to really excel in our calling, of course I could make this a lot longer and talk about Jesus Christ and the mighty example that he has left for us. But Paul gave, as a closing scripture here, gave a great piece of advice to his protege, Timothy, who was also a minister and helping him in the ministry. 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 through 7. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6, first. He said, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. We have a responsibility to do more than just get by in the faith. Stir up the gift of God. Try harder with this great power this unlimited power that God has given to his people. Verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But maybe you can think of this and make it an adage in your own life, your own personal life, when you're making decisions day by day, moment by moment, whether you're really doing everything you can with your might, and maybe to just kind of give your own self a little boost. Just think of those words, those two words, and let them motivate you. Try harder.